Hi, it's Phil Hendry. All of the voices and characters and interview subjects and people that you will hear on the show today, people that I will be interviewing, will all actually be me doing their voices. And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. What is this?
Oh, this is Talib Kulukulu. Forget his name, but he got very upset with Don Lemon for not knowing his name.
I don't want to waste your time.
They get upset with who?
With Don Lemon, I should say.
You're trying to be a clown. What is this guy's name?
Phil, I don't know. His name is Talib Kulukulu. He was talked to and talked about by Don Lemon during the Ferguson upheavals, and he got upset with Don Lemon because he didn't know his name. And Don Lemon said, well, I'm sorry, I did ask your name, but a lot of people call me Don Limon.
What are you talking about?
I'm telling you, Robert.
All right, never mind. So thank you. Welcome. May I? Go ahead, General. Yeah, there's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, whatever that is.
You need to feel this.
And, go on, go on.
I'm to tell you.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Phil Hendry, Margaret Gray, Bob, Jim Lemon, whatever.
Lady got
it. And Bob Lemon.
Bud Dickman. I'll tell you what, you are a lemon. And Robert Leonard. Robert Lemon. Robert Leonard. Now here's Phil Lemon. I'm sorry. Well, you know, you get befuddled really quickly. Hey, watch the befuddled, friend. Don't talk to me like I'm some stumbling old man, because my wit and my mind is as sharp. Oh, yeah, I'd love that. I would love it. Hey, General, I'm just... I'm sorry. I would love it.
All right, General, you're not in the middle of... This isn't World War, you know, Korea or anything.
World War Korea.
I mean Korea.
Welcome to the show, folks. Thank you very much, Talib. Phil Hendry Show, what a week it's been for our organization, and what a week it's been for... Who do you think's had a better week, me or Donald Trump?
All right, take it easy. Very funny, Phil.
But we had, for those of you that are not aware, we had a... we call it a major operational change over the...
slow down, son. Just slow the hell down, all right? Get him something to drink.
Here, Mr. Chairman, want some coffee?
Yeah, don't put it in my face, bud. Thank you.
Oh, it's Starbucks.
Yeah.
So I thought you gave up on that because you thought it was too pricey and too...
Yeah, I thought the calories were way up there. No, this is a non-fat venti latte. This is 173 calories. This is fine. This is non-fat. If you get the fat, you know...
What do you mean if you get the fat?
Yeah, get the fat one.
What's the... You mean the one that's got the regular milk?
The whole milk, yes.
Get that, and that's 300... That's over 300 calories, so there's a difference. What was I saying, man? You guys are butting in.
We're talking about the week you had.
We had a major change of personnel, so we've had a tough week. And the first thing I want to say is, those of you who are brand new year-long subscribers who got the voice messages... they're on the way.
Yeah. Phil has talked about nothing else, so you will be receiving your voice messages this week, correct?
Yeah, we were trying to get them done this weekend. We had a lot of other stuff we had to get to. So those of you who are brand spanking new subscribers and you got the year-long subscription, the voice messages and your downloads should be coming your way. For those of you who are also year-long subscribers and have Amazon gift cards coming your way, those are on the way. And anybody that we've, you know, if you'll pardon the expression, slips through the cracks.
Yay. Don't applaud that, you jackass.
But it's okay.
Sorry.
Slips through the cracks. What's wrong with that?
It's a very uncomfortable phrase. That's all, slipping through the cracks. So you'll forgive me.
Yeah, all right, Margaret. Whatever you say.
General.
All right, hey. So if you slip through the cracks...
I'm going to kick his...
Hey, come on.
Get her off me.
Not on you. I wouldn't even come near you.
Bud, listen, what did I tell you guys earlier? I said, if you're going to have a fight, you got to pretend to fight.
That's exactly right. And I play my part, and he pretends like I'm all over him like stink on you-know-what.
Well, I got to make it sound realistic.
Yeah, but son, you don't want to make it sound as if she's mounting you like some cow. God.
Would you please?
All right. What I told you guys, if you wanted to kick his ass, you got to pretend like you're kicking his ass.
Yeah, and then I pretend like I'm getting my ass kicked.
Yes, and you can make it sound as realistic as you want.
Yeah, so I want people to think you're really beating ass.
You know, I don't like the way he says beat ass.
Hey.
Ah! Knock it off.
All right, bud. If you're going to pretend to be... What was that?
I was pretending like she was... Well, pretend like she's pulling on your... on my nuts.
All right, I'm leaving.
Yep, sit down, Margaret. Sit down.
I will not have that, nor will I have... I will not have my son listen to it, even though my son doesn't listen to this, because my son... I don't know what he listens to.
I think your son is Well, he's at that age now where he listens to a lot of the same music Phil's listening to. The
hip-hop.
Yes. All right, so he's at home listening to that.
No, if he's at home, then I'll have to call Frank.
So anyway, welcome to the program, and I completely forgot whatever it was we were talking about. It's the Phil Hendry Show here, and philhendryshow.com. We have today some news. Tony, I wanted to tell you that, and I wanted to mention that, so that's all going to be getting done. And, then we're going to be kicking off what we hope will be. Should I say that?
Well, I don't know, Phil.
Well, we got an idea, I should say, about the 100 days of... the 100 Days of Hendry, right?
Yeah, it'll basically be 100 podcasts that will be free straight up.
Yeah, 100 podcasts straight that are free. So that would cover almost 3 months that we're toying with. So there's that and, you know, just oodles of other things, folks, as we make our way through what's become a very bizarre summer.
Phil Hendry Show.
All right, traffic. First we got to get over the traffic. Bob Bacon.
Well, right now, Bob, town of Hobb, we've got a car that is overturned on fire on the sleep out there, and they're sleeping. They're asleep right now, but I'm sure they'll get them and wake them up and get Bob. Up here on the 19 freeway, and if you're on the hopper going top-down now, drive the lane. Make sure you got your hot rod and make sure your eyebrows are painted on, because you got there with your makeup, putting on your pantyhose, too. That's in the middle of the five lane. So, the Skyboy.
Hey, man, the pantyhose, I got that shape over your head. Don't tell you what, right now, right here in lane five. I'm sorry, St. Freeway, but I'm sitting on the fish. And I don't think he can breathe down there, can he, Bill?
I'll probably say, man.
Oh, I'm swinging a little, see if I can breathe again. Ben, sitting right on the face down there. I'm trying to throw the boy in the sky, baby. Swing, Ben.
Shut your hole. Oh, yeah? Well, how about some of this? I'm sorry.
See, listen, friends, you've heard all about them on my commercials for Tansy Beverly Hills, and now you can get Tansy Beverly Hills miniature chickens. Yes, that's right, your miniature chickens there in the frozen food section of your favorite supermarket. The Tansy Beverly Hills frozen chickens come from an evolutionary cul-de-sac in Indiana, where the chickens didn't grow much higher than about 5 inches tall. These miniature drumsticks, miniature wings, and miniature chicken breasts are easy to eat. Put them in your mouth, suck the bones clean, just drop them right there in the waste paper basket or garbage can so it'd work, and you have just, oh, yeah. Tansy Beverly Hills miniature chickens from an evolutionary cul-de-sac in Indiana.
I'm Farmer Ed Deaton, and I'm the one that developed them. It was my idea. Ted came one day and said, gee, I think I'll buy a piece of the action. I said, sure, if you'd like. Then he took over the copyright, the publishing, everything. And I'm left with my ass in my hands.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Miniature Chickens, I'll tell you right now, there's nothing better for the entire family than a small chicken. Why eat a large chicken? Why eat a large turkey? Why eat anything that big? When you know as well as I do, you're just pigging out, you're gluttoning out, the guts going out miles and miles. Why not slim down, slender down with Ted's of Beverly Hills Miniature Chickens? I'm right here to tell you, Ted's of Beverly Hills, it's the chicken you're picking that you'll be licking. Ted's of Beverly Hills, chicken lick. Ted's of Beverly Hills, why not take that miniature chick and lick the chick? Ted's of Beverly Hills, tiny chickens, lick that chick. That's right, everybody. Ted's of Beverly Hills, miniature chickens. Richard Cottigan for Richard Cottigan Sports Jackets. If you're the bigger size, we've got the portly tall, and the big gigantic. Richard Cottigan Sports Jackets for the large man, the man who's big and won't stop growing, because he's proud of the size he is. You're big, you're getting bigger. You're probably getting too big. Come on into Richard Cottigan's portly, large size. It's like walking into a place that is government-sponsored. Clothes on the floors, disinterested salespeople. That's what it's like when you go into a fat man's store. At Richard Cottigan's, it's a fat man store, it's a large man store, it's a big man store, but it's a store. And it stays open, and here's the catch, 24-7. What do you think? A 24-hour-a-day store for guys that are big and large. No good? Won't do it? Hey, it's the best we can do. Richard Cottigan's, 15th and Main in downtown Broward. Richard Cottigan's sports jackets and sports slacks. And now, Richard Cottigan's sports socks, sports hats, and sports earmuffs. Coming soon, the sports nose peg. Coming soon, Richard Cottigan's sports jackets for babies. Little miniature sports jackets with the elbows, and of course, the haberdasher that's coming in next door. Richard Cottigan's.
They saw him, they said crucify. He just won't
play. All right, man. Hey, what is it with this Yahweh? I mean, I've got nothing against religion.
Why are we always hearing this song?
I like it. I like it a lot.
Are you editorializing? That's what he's doing, Phil. He's religiously editorializing.
Well, I will have none of it. Thank you very much. World famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. So, Don, let me ask you, got Don Berman with us now. What do you make of Donald Trump's week and this self-destruction?
Let me say this, Phil. The idea that Donald Trump, I called him Don Trump, I hope he doesn't mind, because I happen to admire the man if you don't.
You admire Trump?
Well, yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
I'm not saying I don't admire him. I'm just wondering what's happened to him.
Well, when you say what's happened to him, what does that mean?
Don, this is Margaret.
Yes?
It seems as if Donald Trump has made increasingly bizarre statements that are getting in trouble with the public.
Well, I don't know what you mean by increasingly bizarre.
Come on, Berman, will you, for God's... The guy said that he thought that Obama founded ISIS.
Right.
Do you think Obama founded?
Yeah, no, I don't think he did. That's not my point. I'm asking you what you think is Obama's, what's the guy's name?
Donald Trump, for God's sake.
You don't even know the guy's name.
Yes, I do know his name, but I'm having a very difficult time here trying to keep track of all of the horse dung and baloney. Now, let's be clear.
You're talking about Donald Trump. You're saying there's not horse dung nor baloney? Come on.
Yeah, that seems to stand to reason.
Wait a minute. First of all, I talked to one person under protest, but I'm being interviewed by, what, four people?
We got a panel of people here, Don. Okay?
Look at Henry. I've been on your show.
Let's not make this contentious.
Hey, Berman, what is this Henry stuff?
I've been on Phil's show for many years, and I don't like being ganged up on.
Well, are you a newsman or not?
I am a newsman. That's why I'm trying to tell you what my opinion is of whether Obama founded it. It's got nothing to do with it. All right?
Well, we're trying to be objective here. I got nothing against Donald Trump. How I vote will be my business. I just want to know. So you don't think that's a bizarre statement?
No, I don't.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Margaret, I don't. All right? You asked me, if you can ask me about the statement, I'd be more than happy to try to interpret. But what I'm saying is very, very...
Forget about that. What about the whole thing, the Second Amendment people?
What about it?
So your whole M.O.
It's M.O., not I.O. Get a load of this guy I'm talking to.
Hey, Don.
Sorry.
It's your M.O. is to say, what about it?
What?
What's your M.O. in dealing with the Donald Trump controversy?
I'm not doing... You got me on the program to talk about Donald Trump's so-called rotten week. I'm trying to figure out how bad was the week.
All right, let's get down to basics here, okay?
All right, let's do that. Come on, Phil, see if you can stump me here, okay?
Look at Berman, you know, Phil may have the patience, but I don't.
General, every time I come on this program, somebody is trying to make me look like a real ape. You're trying to make me look like
A swimming ape?
A vine swimming ape.
What is a vine swimming ape?
You mean vine swinging?
A vine swinging ape. And I will have none of it, I tell you.
I don't want to make you look like an ape. All right, so let's take a look at the week that Donald Trump has had, the 2 weeks that he's had. You cannot deny that there's been a problem with the polling numbers, correct?
Well, there's been a problem with the polling numbers, but to the extent that those polling numbers are reflective of anything real, that is where we are possibly... in disagreement.
Well, you don't think those poll numbers are right.
Well, they got Donald Trump losing about 10 points in some states.
I understand that. But I can tell you that there are people right now developing apps, for instance, the Zip app, which utilizes the social media conversation, which can very, very definitely change things. In terms of the perception, a social media app means the conversation on social media. It's not necessarily one of these polls.
All right. First of all, that is a...
Hold on. I'm not done yet. Now, the social media app that is tracking the conversation is a lot looser. People are not being confronted by a pollster. People don't feel compelled to lie.
Yeah, but it's also said that the demographics of people that are using those apps are not representative.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
It means that a lot of people that use those apps are not working-class people, maybe not a lot of people of color.
Well, I'm surprised to do that. Sounds to me almost as if it's a racialism.
What is racialism? You know, Don, as long as I've known you, you've always been a little on the oily side. I like you a lot.
But I'm oily.
A little bit, yes. I think you're just taking this controversy, trying to milk it for all it's worth, for the 6, 7, 10, or whatever...
Oh wow! He's making fun of our schedule, Phil. We do news.
All right, we're not gonna do that, okay? All right, look.
All I'm saying is, it sounds like you're doing this for promotional purposes.
I go with that right there. It sounds like you're just trying to milk the ratings.
Well, God forbid we should do anything for ratings. God forbid I should never do anything with ratings. God forbid I should not pay attention to ratings, because after all it is my life.
Jesus. Come on, Darman, don't get all set.
Yeah, what's the hang-up?
This is my life here, all right?
I understand, and I do not begrudge you that for one second. Would you disagree with this? Would you disagree with the fact that the polls have shown a radical drop?
The polls have shown a radical drop, but aha! These are polls...
Boy, if you do aha one more time, I'm going to come out of my pants!
Come out of your... Oh, man.
All right, everybody calm down.
Come out of his pants.
That's right. I'll strip, go over to your place, find you, and when they find me, I'll be nude, covered in blood, with a machete in my teeth.
Oh!
What are you laughing at?
He didn't hang up, did he?
No, you're not allowed to hang up. Hey, Mr. Berman, you know you're not allowed to hang up.
Yeah,
you know you're not allowed to hang up. Mr. Berman, yeah. It's Bud, you're not allowed to hang up. I said you're not allowed to hang up. Because Mr. Henry said, what? Give me the phone, will you?
Don, are you there? Okay, Don, look.
Did you hear what that man said?
Listen, I was speaking in a very euphemistic way, with a great deal of hyperbole, because... All right, can everybody calm the hell down. Don, you know we respect you. We have you on the show a lot.
Yes, I know that, and that was shocking. Covered in blood with a machete in his teeth. Almost as if I am some hunk of meat that he slaughtered, like some urban madman, nude and escaped from a nut bin.
Well, you know what? The way my life's going, that's probably how it's going to end. Nude and escaped from a nut bin.
General, I think you are very much mistaken with that. I think you've got a rich, full life ahead of you.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, whatever there is left of it. Now,
hey, Berman, don't push your luck.
I'm just saying, you're
on in years.
Yeah.
Don't push your luck, because I don't want to be nude, covered in blood. All right, let's knock it off with that stuff. Don, you were saying...
About what?
About the polls.
The polls. The polls show one thing, but there are apps, as I was mentioning, Zip app is one, that is registering the actual social media conversation. What I was trying to say, before I was threatened by the general with some kind of slaughter...
All right, give it a rest, will you?
How can I give something like that a rest?
He was speaking in extremes. We do it on this show. Is this the first time you've been on the air with us?
I don't know. I'm rethinking this whole idea of being on this show because I'm not exactly comfortable with the way that I'm spoken to.
Look at Don. I am right there with you when it comes to being spoken to or spoken to the wrong way. But you know as well as I do, with your history, you can't be picky.
Oh, man.
Boy, that's true. Drug addiction and that teen paternity suit.
All right.
So what's it going to be, man? What are you telling me?
What I'm telling you is this, that the very idea that Donald Trump may be actually losing in the polls or losing that badly in the polls could be wrong because of this social media app that's being developed.
Now, this is called Zip App.
Zip App. So keep an eye on that. And when it comes to the statements that he's made, aha.
Will you knock that off?
All right.
Now, come on, Don.
Well, that's what I like to do. I like to do it.
What do you like to do?
I like to go, aha, it's a signature move of mine. And so...
Signature move, just go on.
All right, so his position in the poll, his position on these statements that he's made, well, we don't know for sure whether he was actually threatening Hillary Clinton. In fact, we know that he wasn't. He was talking about the voting power of the Second Amendment people. And then the most recent contretemps having to do with, ISIS, being founded by Obama. He was being sarcastic. He was utilizing irony and like that and so on and so forth. But aha!
All right, I'm leaving now.
All right.
When did you start in with that aha thing?
I heard another guy do it. I thought it would be great. Now, as far as Donald Trump goes this week, I think we should wait and see because he has a major speech coming out on how to defeat ISIS.
Yeah, how to defeat ISIS. You know how to defeat ISIS.
Hey.
By the way, I saw that tweet of yours, Henry, which was real smart-ass. Donald Trump knows how to defeat ISIS like I know how to win the Masters, which I think was real low blow. Wasn't funny, but a real low blow comment.
And all right, Don, thank you, and we'll take that under advisement, okay?
May I finish my thought?
Go ahead.
I forget.
You see?
Yeah, that's what this program does.
No, I will go with Dawn on that. This program makes one lose track of one's mind, to be honest with you. All right. Dawn, thank you. We'll talk to you later then, huh?
Maybe.
Fill every show. If I can change, I hope I never. Famous Phil Henry show from the El Pacifico in Southern California, call it back.
Hey guys, Phil Henry here for our Backstage Pass. The Backstage Pass is a subscription to our website, which gives you access to over 20,000 hours of one of the most original radio shows that we'd like to think ever existed in the history of man on this planet, but you can decide for yourself. It also includes all of the archives of our podcasts, all of our high-definition video casts. It has, as well, all of our classic podcasts. And plus, with those daily podcasts, we give you an hour of our classic show as just a little bonus if you are a subscriber to our show. Along top of everything else, we have the archives with our TV pilots and our television interviews and our radio interviews and a lot of miscellany. We have our Hendroids video game. We have our Hendry family home movies and home movies that we've taken recently in Hawaii and Big Sur. All of that is on our website, and it's about content for us. And the reason why it's about content is because it's about, you know, doing this thing that we call the Phil Henry, the world of Phil Henry. So we'd like you to be a member of our BSP family. You can get a monthly subscription. You can get a year-long subscription. And with your year-long subscription, we always give you the entire Best of the Radio digital download for free, plus a $25 gift card from Amazon.com. So I think it's worth it for you to become a member of our BSP family. And all you got to do to sign up is to head on over to PhilHenryShow.com and get on board, you know.
All aboard! Choo-choo!
Oh, knock it off. The Phil Henry Show website at PhilHenryShow.com.
Be a part of the historic efforts of all of these weird asses.
Welcome back, Phil Henry Show. Well, I mean, the thing here said Donald Trump, the whipping boy.
You know, look, I don't want to say anything. A lot of people have piled on Donald Trump, but I understand that that's, you know, the nature of politics. I am not saying who I'm voting for either, but I think that, you know, you got to answer for some of the things you say.
Well, but we don't know if those are comments that really need to be answered. Now, you know me, I'm very liberal, very liberal. I am very much a Hillary Clinton fan. As such, I believe that Donald Trump...
All right, don't. Come on, Margaret. Otherwise, I'm going to have to come out and state that I am very much in favor of Donald Trump.
We know that.
What do you mean you know that?
We know that already, man. You've already said so.
You made that announcement weeks ago.
The hell, I was going to make that announcement today.
No, man, you made that announcement like 3 weeks ago.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, this is... I don't know whether it's my mind or whether the coming into this studio... By the way, could you turn the air conditioner up in here? It's like being in a sweat box!
All right, God, man.
I think the pressure going... General, you all right?
Not really, no.
I think the pressure of everything that's been going on around here lately is definitely getting to people, and I would say that...
Please don't move the papers around.
I'll move around anything I want. I would say... There, is that better?
All right, Margaret, you don't have to be a child.
I'm not being a child. I won't be directed by it.
By it?
That's right.
What a dick.
Why, you fuck...
Come on, let go of him, will you?
Call me that.
Hey, watch the language, bud. Okay, folks, so that was kind of an interesting, groovy-ass thing, man. By the way, there's this Trump attack on the media and Hillary. Now, what's the movie scene?
Yeah, well, come out, Sausage Party. And the Sausage Party.
What about Sausage Party?
That's I think it's number one at the box office. Everybody says it's funny.
Yeah, a lot of people saying it's funny. It's about a, I think it's about a sausage that's trying to find out what happened to another hot dog.
Yeah, it's about, basically it's about tracking the life of a hot dog.
Tracking the life of a hot dog. Boy, now you're really starting to heck me up.
No, that is right here. There's the description.
So this is a weekend box office. Sausage Party beats Pete's Dragon with 33.6 million. Meanwhile, Suicide Squad has fallen off steeply in its sophomore outing. Go to Jeff Dowder, who is in out at the Promenade Mall out in Westlake Village. Jeff, have you seen Sausage Party?
I'm on my way in to see it right now, but I understand that it's a bit of a satire and...
What's a satire about?
Well, I think it satirizes the hot dog industry as it exists today. And I don't think you can doubt that there's been an awful lot of controversy about how the hot dog, how the Frankfurter, how the wiener has evolved. And I think that's really what it's about.
Now, is this a cartoon? Is that what I...
Yes, it's animated.
Yeah, that's true, General. It's animated using a new kind of thick animation, a 3D-type animation.
And this, by the way, is produced by Seth Rogen.
Yeah, that's right. Seth Rogen, he of the interview and other, you know, fun-filled movies like that.
Now, Seth Rogen, it appears to me, Phil, has the green light from Sony. He has been successful, and he's got the green light to do what he wants, when he wants, and whither he wants.
Yeah, well, I'm in a sausage party.
Am I going to be the interview? Am I the interview person?
Yes, you are, Jeff. Go ahead.
All right. So, sausage party...
Yeah, well, I want to ask a question.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
This movie, Sausage Party, is animated, but it's got a lot of big stars in it, right?
Yeah, it's got a lot of big stars that are voicing a lot of the animated voices. Like, I think Amy Schumer and Jonah Hill, I know for sure. And let's see, like whoever's really, you know, like Melissa McCarthy.
Do you know this for sure?
Not really, but I'm just guessing who the big stars are. They're about to be, you know, about to be in it. And my girlfriend's got a list of them here. Melissa Schumer.
You guys do this all the time. Why don't you write stuff down so you know what it is you're saying?
You know, you understand that, right, Jeff? Because you're always crossing the names up?
I'm not always crossing names up. I'm hearing Dick Bull do it.
All right, so Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer's in it.
Are you sure this Schumer kid's in it, or are you just making that up?
I don't really know, no.
Well, can I get some information here?
All right, we'll double research it.
You know what, Jeff? The reason why we have you on the program is so that you can give us the straight scoop, and we don't have to listen to somebody telling us, you know, what the article says.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm standing here in line. You know, that's pretty cool to see the movie. Meryl Streep, let me see. Yeah, Suicide Squad. Meryl Streep is in Suicide Squad.
No, she isn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Florence Foster Jenkins is Meryl Streep. That's it. But Sausage Party... which cost a modest $19 million to make, is a needed boost for Sony and another win for Megan Ellison's Annapurna Pictures, which developed the project on behalf of the producing duo of Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg. And then it says some movies that they done did.
Well, they did This Is the End of the Interview.
Yeah. Comparisons are difficult since there hasn't been a slew of R-rated animated comedies lately.
All right. We're not really interested in the box office so much as we are in the film itself.
Well, yeah, that's my understanding, is the film is a satirization of how the hot dog industry.
What the hell is that? I thought it was about some hot dog looking to find out what happened to another hot dog.
Well, it's about a sausage. That is, yeah, once what happens to hot dogs once they leave the grocery store shelf. And, you know, it's very interesting. It was directed by Conrad Vernon, and it drew strong reviews, but only a B on CinemaScore. And that CinemaScore is what the audience thinks, and, you know, the reviews is what the review of the reviews.
Well, I don't think it's, I think it's pretty early to tell. Now, I also understand that Suicide Squad sort of fell off.
Suicide Squad had what they call a down sophomore week.
Yeah, Suicide Squad... When they say a sophomore week, they mean the second week out. It fell short, although internationally it's $500 million.
All right, well, we're getting... why do you got to give all this damn industry news? No one gives a hot damn. They only care about the hot dog movie.
Yeah, well, as I said, it's a film that tracks what happens to a hot dog once it leaves the bun.
What do you mean, once it leaves the bun?
Not the bun, you mean the store.
I'm sorry about the store.
Well, what happens? Well, I guess I can guess on that.
Yeah, we all know what happens, but it's a comedy. Okay,
I thought it was some kind of a documentary.
No, it's a comedy, General. It's animated.
Well, all right,
Are you kidding me, General? You didn't even know that?
No, I didn't know that.
All right, well, there you have it. All right, Jeff, we'll have fun at the movies.
Yeah, I'll have Jeff down to report.
All right, thank you very much.
You cut Jeff off.
Isn't that too bad? World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Yeah! Mick
Mickey Lucifer's Little Miss Shop. These are the sweet little dresses that your little one can wear to little events, like little tea parties and little birthday parties. Your little miss, your little girl in a little world. That's Mickey Lucifer's, the finest in little kid shopping.
Mickey Lucifer's has the small dresses, small hats, small pants, small socks, small shoes for the small one.
Your little girl needs the very best, even if it's the littlest best. At Mickey Lucifer's, it's the Little Miss Shop for the little one and you.
Take your little brain and your little pocketbook over to
Mickey Lucifer's,
the Little Miss Shop
for the little one in your life.
Mickey Lucifer's, 1521 South Cresco in downtown Pornby. And the new Mickey Lucifer's in Pornboy. Plus, the new Mickey Lucifer's in Poorboy and in Amboy.
Welcome back now to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah. So, Don, let me tell you that it's been a long time, but always good to have you with us. Ryan Luck was robbed in Rio de Janeiro, along with some mates from the Olympic team, U.S. Olympic team. You got information on that?
The information that we've got right now, Phil, is that Ryan Luck was in a, I believe, a cab with other members of the Olympic team, and they were robbed at gunpoint by individuals they thought were members of the... let me just check this. The Brazilian, they thought were members of the Brazilian military, but in point of fact, they thought it was a security checkpoint of some kind, but Locke and the other three swimmers were robbed at gunpoint. According to Ryan Locke, the gun was put to his head, which could only be a shocking thing.
What is the security situation like, Don, there in Rio?
Well, I think the security situation is, I suppose it's good. I don't know. I do know that last time anybody put a loaded gun to my head, and it did happen a couple of times, it was not a very...
When did that happen to you?
Well, it had nothing to do with a situation like this. I don't know that I want to talk about it right now, but...
Well, you don't talk about it, Mr. Mitchell.
I'm not going to talk about it right now, if you don't mind, but I can tell you when someone puts a loaded pistol to your head, and says, give me all of your money, or in the case that happened to me, they didn't say, give me all your money. They said something else, but I can tell you that it is a very disquieting thing.
We're talking here with Don Mixa, by the way. Don is a professor of engineering. He's also an investigative reporter, does a lot of contribution or contributing to our show. And Don, you're doing a lot of things since you left University of Washington, right?
Well, I've gotten involved in some projects. We're writing a book on the security apparatus that surrounds various large venue events, and I'm also going to be doing a book on swimming. As a matter of fact, I got interested in swimming after reading about Ryan Luck and his adventures, and so I'm going to do a book on competitive swimming and what it's like to actually swim and win the Olympics.
Who are you interviewing?
Well, I'm not interviewing anyone. I'm just imagining for myself, were I a competitive swimmer, what it would be like, and it's going to be a great, great book.
I don't understand. Well, you're going to imagine what it's like.
That is right. I'm going to be talking with a lot of swimmers, of course, and trying to get great personal with them, and I'm going to be doing that just as soon as I leave. I try to do it here in Rio, but I get a little close to people, and they back away because they tell me I've got a breath problem. I'm still kind of befuddled by that.
You know, Don, this is General Shaw. You know, you've had this breath problem. You refuse to do anything about it.
Because I think it is, I talk about hyperbole. This, to me, is total hyperbole. You know, you're talking about me having a foul breath, you know.
What is the word again?
Hyperbole.
Hyperbole.
That's exactly what I said. You know, maybe it's because of the fact I've got dead meat between my teeth and I'm not pronouncing words right, but...
Oh, for God's sake! Now you see what we're talking about.
I'm kidding around for crying out with dead meat between my teeth. I mean, I don't know. People tell me my breath is rank. I do like to drink room temperature milk and smoke cigarettes, but that is...
See, that's a recipe for funky breath right there, man. A recipe.
Phil, I every time I talk to you, you want to get on the whole breath thing.
Yeah, but you brought it up. You said you couldn't get close to the swimmers down in Rio.
I can't get close to the swimmers in Rio. Those guys are, let's be honest, swimmers are a real squirrely bunch of people. They think that if you so much as fart in their direction, they're going to be poisoned for the rest of their lives. So I can't get down with any of that stuff. I'm going to wait to... guy does some swimmers.
All right, let's get back to the Ryan Locke situation here. He is in Rio. He's traveling with the swimmers. They were on their way to somebody else's house, right?
Well, they were going over to someone else's residence or someone else's bungalow. In fact, they had been invited. They were returning, I should say, to the Athletes' Village after a night out at the French Olympic team's hospitality house. This was in Rodrigo de Freitas area in the upscale south zone of the city. And it was several hours after the Olympic swimming ended on Saturday night. Their taxi was stopped by individuals posing as armed police officers who demanded their money and their other personal belongings. All four of the athletes are safe and at present time are cooperating with the authorities. Associated Press also reported the robbers took cash and credit cards and that no Olympic medals were lost.
Well, I should hope not. Traveling with your Olympic medal.
Well, Philip, they're going to a party at the French zone.
Now, they're going to a party down in the French zone. They probably want to show it off.
Yeah, they probably want to show the medals off.
Excuse me, but I think I know a little something about... If they're traveling to the... Well,
they already said it.
Would you ask them not to preempt me like that?
Margaret, I can tell you. How do you...
Excuse me, Don. Would you ask them, Phil?
Don't preempt Margaret. If she's going to say something about Olympic medals, you don't get to say it.
Well, I was going to say...
Excuse me, Don. Would you?
I just did.
Oh, I'm sorry. Terry.
I was going to...
All right, now you may talk.
I was going to say that I have seen... What were you talking about?
I was...
Never mind, I
have... All right, so we have with us here Don Mixa.
I got interrupted by Margaret.
No, you were interrupting me. Well, I'm sorry,
Well, you sound very emotional.
That is acid reflux right there. Okay, Don, are you happy?
I didn't cause your acid reflux, ma'am, please. Understand that.
All right, it's just been a very weird week.
I would not do that to you. No, I think that what we have, Phil, in all truth and consequences, as my father liked to say. Hold on, I'm going to do a quick breath check because I just smelled something come off the phone. Is that my breath? Jesus Christ. All right, there could be some truth to what people are saying. I just took a whiff of the receiver of this phone that I'm talking into.
What phone are you using?
I'm at a payphone right now.
You're at a payphone?
Yeah, call collect.
Yeah, I had to call collect.
What about your cell phone?
Oh, come on. I mean, the roaming, that's too expensive.
Call collect.
Thanks a lot for calling collect from Rio de Janeiro.
Well, I'm not in Rio de Janeiro. I'm actually down in San Diego right now.
Well, didn't you say it was in Rio?
I thought you were in Rio.
No, I'm not in Rio. Are you high on drugs? No, I'm not on Rio.
By the way, we do have Vernon Dozier down in Rio. He'll be covering the track and field.
Well, good for him.
Okay, so you're down in San Diego.
I'm in San Diego reporting on this situation with Ryan Locke,
Ryan Locke.
All right. And he...
Ryan Locke!
Okay, now I got a whiff of my breath right there.
Yeah.
That's fucked. Excuse my language, Phil.
Can we dump that?
No.
All right, Phil, let me...
You're going to have to be careful.
No, I'll be fine. Let me just light a match here and...
Fuck! Yeah! Fuck.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. It sounded worse than it was. I better...
Some payphone you have there. Like, it sounds like you're in the middle of Grand Central Station.
The payphones that I'm at here, it's just one of those outside phones. Not really. I'm not at a phone booth. They haven't got...
All right, Don Mixa, ladies and gentlemen. Don is coming to us from San Diego tonight, talking with us about the recent upheaval there, Ryan Locke, and the problems he had in Rio de Janeiro. You got to be safe, man. You got to be smart.
I've traveled in a foreign country before, and it can be scary, but I've never had anything like this happen to me before.
Well, you said you had a loaded gun put to your head at one time.
Oh, yeah, I had two loaded guns put to my head at one time.
But two separate incidents?
No, at one time. I can't go into it, but one was being held. I don't want to go completely into this, but one was being held by a young lady that I was spending the night with, and the other was being held by her husband. And they were both threatening to blow my brains out. The young lady was threatening to blow my brains out because I'd broken in to her, apartment. And
so you were attacking her?
No, I was not attacking her. I had broken in because she didn't want to see me anymore, and her husband came out of the bathroom.
So you'd broken into their apartment, and...
Well, there. I mean, I'd been there before as an invited guest of the young lady, but now I guess she was back with her husband.
Well, there's some nice timing there for you, Mixer. Too bad they didn't pull the triggers.
Oh, baby.
That's right.
That's a very cruel thing to say.
Now, why'd you say that, General? I don't care. This guy Mixer's weird. You're all kinds of weird with your funky breath and your...
Man, that hurts. That really, really hurt. Well, it doesn't hurt that much, but...
Yeah, I barely know you.
Exactly.
All right, thank you very much. Nice talking to you, Don. Give us more reports from the Olympics. We, of course, are going to be talking with Vernon Dozier from the actual site of the Olympics, but anything else you have further on this Ryan Luck story and anything associated with that, otherwise, don't bug us, okay?
My pleasure.
There he is, Don Mixer. Jesus.
Famous Phil Hendry show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. What a cluster bang of a show this is.
Absolutely, man. Be right back. Phil Hendry show and philhendryshow.com. Phil Hendry for the backstage pass. I don't know. For me, it's what I got to do. It's what I got to do.
And when you say it's what you have to do, what do you mean?
It is who I am. It's comedy, doing funny, being funny, having funny, giving birth to funny, putting funny to bed, killing funny, and then burying it.
All of those things are important.
Yeah. I would say that since I was a kid, I've always been goofing on people or seeing things in a weird way. It's always been my instinct to want to take whatever I see and turn it on its head.
Phil Hendry for the backstage pass.
Phil Hendry for the backstage pass.
And now the backstage pass can be yours by getting a subscription at the website, philhendryshow.com.
Get a month, get a year, get it, and get it good, and then be thankful you've got it.
philhendryshow.com for the backstage pass.
That's what I do. These jars is great. I can transport moonshine in them. Yes, everyone's talking about Terry's jars. Big mason jars that you can use for anything. You can make Kool-Aid, you can make Flavor-Aid, excuse me, all due respect to the Jonestown people, and you can make moonshine. These big mason jars are equipped to carry any kind of liquid. What about nitroglycerin? Sure, why not? There, you happy? Thanks. Terry's Jars. Pick them up now at Vernon's in the Coast. And Bob Retro's, the Retro Way. 1521 Retro in Retrotown. And at
Glimmerly's. Everything you need and more for the modern home.
Duff, 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 duff. Now I need Bob, Bob.
Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com.
Bob, Bob.
So again, we do thank each and every one of you who are our subscribers, especially our BSPs. We talked to you during our pre-show, and we had a chat last Friday night. I'm sorry the chat was not online video. We did do a regular text chat and gave as much information as we could about the ongoing sort of rebooting.
Well, that's what you're doing. You're having to retool and reboot and reacquaint, you know.
Well, it's a process.
Yeah, then everybody been pretty cool about it so far.
Yeah, most people have been very cool about it. But again, what we want to tell everyone is that we are committed to fulfilling promotionally all of the things we promised you. So if you are a Backstage Pass a year subscriber who wanted the voice messages, those are on their way to you. Promise you that this week. For those of you who have ordered the, or I should say, who got the gift card, the Amazon gift card, with your year-long subscription, those as well are on their way. So there's a lot of loose ends, and, you know, we'll pick up the loose ends the best way we know how.
Yes, but we don't want anyone to think that we're all just, you know, we've stopped. The business has stopped.
No, not at all.
Yeah, you don't look. You don't. You're going to. What the hell is that?
These are some of our coupons that I just wanted to clip out in case we go out of business.
Will you get out of here with it? So, as they were saying, no, things have not ceased and things are operating very, very well. We do appreciate, though, your patronage, and we'll catch you guys tomorrow on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com.
Now, what about this 100 Days of Hendry?
Well, we got to figure that one. We got to make that official, but I think we will be making that official very, very soon. There'll be 100 straight days, 100 including Saturday and Sunday, of free Phil Hendry.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Mr. Hendry. For Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.